So this is a report about being in creche and kindergarten before and after the Wende. Kindergarten goes on until you are six in Germany, and then you go to school. And that's a big undertaking with a big family festival. So Tanya says, "My name is Tanya. And I was born in 1987. I'm sensitive and I recall my feelings from the time of kindergarten. I also see our everyday life from that time in my mind's eye. I was taken to the creche. I didn't want to go, although I would be only 50 meters away from home. I made myself st as stiff as a board. My mum had to carry me there. I cried loudly, and my strong will was broken a little. So was my sense of belonging. Mum had to go to work. What do I remember about the creche and the kindergarten in the former Mutterliebe maternity home in Elgersborg? Simultaneous collective potting of all the children. Individual needs. Good question. Feeling ashamed when I wet myself at nap time and cried as a result. I was scolded by the nursery teacher and not comforted. The going home ritual, going down the wooden slide yet again near the entrance and not wanting to stop because it gave me such a lovely tingle in the tummy. After German reunification, in the newly built kindergarten, Mrs. Rath was my go-to teacher. I loved her. She recognized my potential. And then there were the days when Mrs. Undeutsch supervised my sleep, old school. Everyone had to lie on their backs on the wooden bunk. They weren't allowed to turn over. I preferred to sleep on my side. She put the children who talked out into the bathroom or turned the cold shower on them. I remember meeting Mrs. Undeutsch on the street when I was in the first year of primary school. I'd just come from getting bread rolls at the Konsum in Elgersborg. It's now called the Spa. It was customary in the village to greet people. I felt very hurt by her power over us children at the time. I found a way of expressing my childish hurt and my lack of affection for her by not greeting her out loud as I walked past. When I saw my father standing only 20 meters away at the entrance to our house, I moved my lips quickly, expressively, silently. Mrs. Undeutsch was outraged by my behavior in not greeting her and immediately complained to him about it. I, on the other hand, replied to her, "I did say hello to you, didn't I, Dad? You could see that I was talking to her. Apparently, you just didn't realize." I smiled quietly and went to lunch. Last year, my grandma told me that Mrs. Undeutsch didn't have an easy childhood under her mother either. She was never allowed to be a child, never allowed to play with other children in case she got dirty. So today I was able to empathize with her as an adult and understand and forgive so many things about her behavior.